Hello, beauty. Welcome to Re-Meeting Chiron. If you are a Flow with the Moon member, you might have noticed this episode has been renamed and rescheduled what feels like 100 times, probably closer to 5 times, I think. But I have been wanting to create something with or surrounding Chiron for years. But there has been an intimidation present when it comes to this magic little asteroid in our skies. It's a very interesting celestial body to study. It was first called an asteroid, then it was called a comet, and now it's known as both. It is the body that began the collection of what are now called centaurs, which are bodies that orbit the outer solar system, believed to have originated from the Kuiper belt. It's also very interesting to look at its orbit. It crosses into the orbit of Saturn, coming closer to the Earth, reaching into the tangible, and then passes outside of the orbit of Uranus, moving even further away from us and, in astrological terms, reaching into the intangible, the possibility, the liberation of consciousness. And this orbit in itself, from an astrological perspective, can offer so much for us to unwrap, so much for us to explore. But there is a reason this episode is now called Re-Meeting Chiron. Because many of us have already met Chiron, or at least the expression, their narrative, the version of our understanding of Chiron that has been around for a very, very long time. That of the wounded healer, the wound within us that will never heal, yet acceptance of that allows our own medicine to be shared for others. I have personally had a very difficult time with this narrative, with this title of wounded healer, ever since learning about Chiron close to a decade ago now. And I think a lot of other people have too, at least at a subtle level. Because you can see this response often happening in the field when you mention Chiron. Responses that are seen and unseen, conscious and unconscious, moving through the physical body, through the mind, through one's voice, through their emotions or their auras, you see a resistance, a confusion, an awareness of dissonance, or even a feeling of disempowerment. You see a fragmentation from this deeper part of ourselves that remembers our own wholeness. Or something else that we often see is an engagement with Chiron purely from the mind, from myth, from story, from astrological teachings, yet a total disengagement from the body, from the emotions, or from our own inner knowing. And we often see a clouding of the connection to this cosmic body that each of us have, this clouding created by fears, largely collective, ancestral, ancient, unconscious. And I think it's because of this that a lot of, not just astrologers, but anyone kind of in the world of astrology, almost, they don't go too close to Chiron. We don't go too close to Chiron. That's the way it's been. Because it's as if that dissonance is felt, the existing narrative just not quite sitting right. But at the same time, that doorway into something more truthful, not quite open enough yet to access to rewrite that narrative. But this is what I truly believe to be present. There has always been more to this story. Or perhaps more accurately, there has always been more to Chiron beyond this story, beyond the title, beyond the wound. Which, if we flip things around for a moment, translates to there has always been more to you, the part of you as symbolized, as mirrored by Chiron. So if you are new to this space or to me, the perspective I take with astrology is that each planet, every planet, is both alive and swirling within you and expressing through you, kind of as this universal and archetypal force of consciousness that is part of the fabric of the all. And within each expression of the all, which includes you. But then in addition to them as forces of consciousness within us, I also see them as celestial bodies that are guiding, holding, inspiring, collaborating, walking, and creating with you. And if we continue pulling the thread of this perspective and allow us to get even more cosmic with it, we arrive at this really beautiful place. This idea that each celestial body, whether we observe its manifest and physical self in our skies, or its energy as part of the fabric of this vast universe and beyond, holds a purpose, a direction, a rhythm, its own role to play in the evolution, the pulse, the unfolding, the song of life, and therefore each person. And if we sit in this perspective and we zoom out of the given narrative of Chiron as the wounded healer, we meet something really, really beautiful. I invite you to try these on. Just feel into their possibility. Just let them share how they sit within you as expressions of Chiron, as this cosmic body dancing through our skies. Chiron as divine service. Chiron as medicine keeper. Chiron as sacred wisdom. Chiron as wholeness. Chiron as belonging. And then Chiron as a universal energy swirling within you, expressing a layer of you that is perhaps ready to step forward, take up more space, guide and create and live with and through and as you. Our return to Chiron then becomes a return to you. You as medicine keeper. You as sacred wisdom. You as divine service. And you as inherent wholeness. When I first scheduled this episode, I kind of saw it as an okay, I'm ready to finally be with this. I'm ready to finally look at the confusion, the dissonance, and look beyond the confusion and the dissonance that has been present for years. Because something really beautiful happens when we allow confusion and don't fight against it. This unraveling that ultimately reveals just how much has sat beneath the existing perceived clarity or the existing cloudiness of confusion. Just how much aliveness sits beneath the existing story that was perhaps a bit stuck, frozen in time. So I scheduled this episode back in March. Right now, as I'm recording this, it is the end of August. Maybe it's September for you. Which means it's been 5 months of Chiron taking me on this trip, slowly revealing more, sharing more, shedding layers. And the closer I got, the more I just kept seeing how much more there is to see. And it started to become really, really clear. This can't just be one episode. This can't just be one class. That wouldn't be enough. Chiron needs space. The part of us Attuning to Chiron needs space. The parts of us symbolized by Chiron needs space. And so that's what I have been creating. The Chiron Immersion, a space to reclaim the original essence of this cosmic body and to reclaim the part of you as reflected by Chiron. It is a container to enter direct communication, attunement, and collaboration with this beautiful cosmic body, to meet what has been waiting for you to see it, to feel it, to receive it, to embody it. A space to see how Chiron has been waiting and wanting to dance and create with you specifically. This living medicine wanting to form new pathways beyond the existing narratives so that it can be received in a new way by each of us. The perspective we're taking here is this. Chiron was never the wound, but Chiron is the medicine. And not just your medicine to share into the world but never offer to yourself, but your medicine for you, as you, with you, through you, for life itself, which never excludes you. Your expression of divine service, a facet of this cosmic body and a living facet of you that will always serve you in return. It will always feed back into you in some way. That harmony, that balance, that reciprocation is a natural law of this universe. And so let me take a step back for a moment. This isn't just about reorienting our perception of a planet in astrology, or in this case, an asteroid. What Chiron offers when we connect with it is a reorienting of our relationship with wholeness, with wounding, with our personal medicine, with healing, service, belonging, a reorienting of the narratives that our psyche has been organized around and therefore seeing ourselves and our lives through. What begins as a reclamation of Chiron reveals something so much deeper. Unlearning the idea that healing is a journey towards becoming whole. Instead, remembering that wholeness is present within every single moment of our becoming. And I say becoming because life is a becoming. It is never final. It is never complete. It is breath constantly in motion. It is a seed unfolding. It is death returning. It is birth beginning. There is wholeness in every season, every chapter, every stage and expression of ourselves. Connecting with this vaster essence of Chiron is a pathway into learning how to feel safe while embodying the truth that your medicine does not need to wait until you are quote unquote finished, whatever finished might mean in our minds or the minds of others. It is an untangling from stories far too prevalent in the collective psyche so that we can remember belonging to life as inherent, so that we can reconnect your service with being before doing, being that feeds into the doing. This is where we remember and return to you as medicine keeper, you as divine service, you as sacred wisdom, you as inherent wholeness, as you are. Right now, in all of your humanness, in every season. So the Chiron Immersion is a 5-week journey, 5 teachings, 5 attunements with some bonuses. We walk through our understanding of cosmic bodies. We explore the perceived wound of separation, or the wound of perceived separation, I should say. We really excitedly dive into Chiron's orbit, this orbit that weaves between and beyond Saturn and Uranus, and how this in itself reveals so much as Chiron, as a bridge of consciousness, as a weaver of worlds. We observe its symbology. Chiron's symbol is a key, and this key can unlock the entire self. We explore your Chiron medicine through both attunement, experience, the cultivation of your relationship with this cosmic body, and we also do it through looking at Chiron's medicine expressed through your zodiac sign. And we create safety, belonging, familiarity with embodying the parts of you as symbolized by this body. Service, wholeness, belonging, your medicine, the wellspring of wisdom within you, waiting for you to see, accept, own, create, and dance with it. Through each teaching, you will meet Chiron with your awareness, with your mind, with words you can weave into your inner narratives and reshape your perspectives with. And through each attunement, we move beyond intellectual understanding and into direct energetic relationship. So really creating space to receive, feel, embody, and integrate how Chiron's medicine lives uniquely within you. And through all of this, we're meeting what's already there, the particular intelligence, medicine, and way of serving life that could only be expressed through you, as you. So you do not need to know astrology or arrive knowing your Chiron placement. There will be no technical astrological language to learn. This immersion and everything in it is lifelong access. One pathway is revealed each week and contains one teaching and one attunement, but the pace and the rhythm you move at beyond this is entirely up to you. I would love to invite you into this space. If you feel Chiron's call, if you feel your own call, if you know there is something deeper within you wanting to take up more space, freed from the old stories, trusting in your belonging, trusting in your medicine and your right to be here and your connection to your knowing. At the time that I'm recording this, there will be a pre-sale until September 5th, which is when the first pathway will be released. And there is very, very, very special pricing until September 12th. The links are, they're either above or they're below, however it's set up on the page that you're on, they are nearby. And perhaps we will connect in there. All my love. Bye for now.